There's no question the corals in the immediate vicinity, just downstream and adjacent to the spill, were dead.
Dr. Bob Richman is a UH Manoa research professor and the director of Kivalo Marine Laboratory. Last week, he sent a team underwater to document the impact of the molasses spill. Photos and video from the dive show the once chocolatey brown coral was now bleached white.
And you can see, you know, in this case here is a bleached coral, and you can see it's a very recent bleaching. So we know this occurred within the last week. Whenever you see that bright white skeleton, that means that the corals have bleached, losing their symbiotic algae and losing their tissue as well.
Richman says when the divers dropped into the harbor, they were met with silence.
Coral reef should really be a cacophony of noise. You should hear fish chomping. You should hear shrimp snapping. There should be noise that you can hear on the reef. And it was interesting. My guys that were down there said it was just so dead quiet. It was eerie that when they got to the damaged area, they couldn't hear anything. When they got to the eastern side where the reef was in better shape, they said you could actually hear the reef noises again. So that's another indication that there was something seriously wrong with the area adjacent to the spill.
He says recent water samples near the spill have shown bacteria levels have risen to nearly four times the normal amount, which could lead to an increase in algae blooms.
Often after an event like this, we end up with what's called an alternate stable state, meaning that the corals that were there once they've died become the substrate for algae to grow over the surface. And once the fleshy algae and filamentous algae begin to grow on those hard surfaces, it's impossible for the coral larvae to settle and recruit back.
Richman says the damage is especially devastating since most of the reef was well established and home to a diverse group of marine life.
The fish will come back at some point. The harder one for me as a coral biologist is some of the corals in that area were over 10 years old, and you can't replace a 10-year-old coral in less than 10 years. Every problem like this is also an opportunity, and that opportunity may be to take a broader view and look at how do we take better care of our reefs in general in Hawaii. Anything that's being loaded on and off of ships and barges has the potential for ending up in the water. That's what needs to be addressed.
Richman's lab is working with the Department of Land and Natural Resources to figure out the ramifications on the reef's ecosystem and to create a plan to prevent this from happening again. Molly Solomon for HPR News.